Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. Let's radiate tonight. I think we talked a little bit about it last week, but this week we're going to talk again about the radiance of various words. Why not? And I think it's really important for us to share that. And, of course, we're going to get you to call in, and we're going to do our sacred geometric everybody connecting etherically meditation. And what else are we going to do? We're going to talk about you and what's up and coming. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I work with a bunch of guides and angels, and so do you. Some of us are using it more consciously than others, right? So recently I hurt my leg. Gosh knows quite how I did it, but I've been limping for about 3 months, maybe even greater now, with having some very interesting healing episodes. Healers, body workers, people on the phone. I've had quite an interesting time with it all, and my own guides and angels. It's the right leg. And one of the things that's been going on, I thought I'd share this as a teaching tool, is that the right leg is all about how we're stepping forward in the world. And I've got some new ideas inside of my mind, and I want to step forward into the world in a rather different fashion. So it's kind of ironic that as I chose to make some big steps forward, my leg went... And it's a very interesting thing. But the problem is that I usually do a workout, a big physical workout, and I can't do it because of my gimpy leg right now. But one of the tools I was thinking tonight, one of the wonderful, wonderful tools I have used to keep myself buzzing and moving through and feeling kind of, alive and strong and vibrant and so on, is something I learned from Judith Kravitz, who was one of my paradigm shifters a few weeks ago. She has a system called transformational breath. I know there are many, many meditative breathing systems, but in hers, she breathed her way out of throat cancer. And I thought, boy, oh boy, I should be able to breathe my way out of a sore leg, but I think I've complicated maybe the subconscious hoo-ha for my sore leg. But in any case, since I'm not being particularly fit or walking very far or doing my amazing crazy dance workout, I've decided to just use the breath instead, and boy, is it making a difference. I have found, and I'll just give you an example of her breath, because I was thinking tonight how marvelous it is that it actually tones my muscles. Now, there are many, many systems of doing that, but I just thought I'd share that this was one as well. And the breathing that she teaches, the stuff that's really helped heal, and she also talks about how it takes you through levels and levels of yourself. And so it can take you through perhaps childhood trauma, PTSD, can take you through past life things. It can give you more access to your higher guides and angels. And bottom line, it oxygenates your body, your tissues, your muscles, your cells. And you know what? For me, it's giving me a sense of being fit when I'm not fit. And I thought, boy, I should share that with everybody at home so you can breathe away your inactivity. Maybe. I can't promise. I mean, it's 4 months of activity of working with it, or maybe a little less. But it seems to be working. So here's the breath that she teaches. It's breathing into your lower torso, down to the pubic bone, or you could say right to the pubic bone. You breathe in, you go, with your mouth open. And you breathe out with your mouth open, go, so it goes. And pay attention to the breath going right down to the pubic bone and then filling out your torso and then out again. And what she says is, if you take a long time when you do your out-breath and then you hold it for a while, that tells her that you have a lot of fear. So this is not a breath lecture, but it is a Radiance by Design lecture, and I know for a fact it lifts my fields and frequencies, and it'll do the same for you. So that's my little energy tidbit for the night. Actually, I say for the night, but that's not true. So what's going on in your world? I was saying at the beginning that we're going to talk about some words. Maybe we're going to breathe out some words. And we're going to say that those words all shift in frequency according to what level you're using them. So let's talk about love. Okay, love is fairly common. I love peanut butter. I love red shoes. What do you love? So I'm being cheeky here because love is the kind of word where you can apply it in a whole different range of meanings. And as at the lower level, and love is never really at a very low level. I love my feet. I love my socks. I love my jeans, whatever. But I love myself. I love my spirit. I love Creator Spirit. I love the universe. I love transformation. As you move through these various things, you notice that your body will actually kind of vibrate. So you say, I love peanut butter, and then say, I really love, I said really in there, so let's just keep the words the same. I love books. I love books. I love Creator Spirit. I love loving. I feel ascended when I'm loving. You see what I mean? As soon as I start talking like that, I can feel a vibration moving through my body and literally lifting my cells. What do you feel when you do that? Let's pick a few other words. Let's have, let's have enthusiasm. I'm enthusiastic about my life. I am enthusiastic about my life. Let's take that word and apply it a little differently. Wow, I'm really enthusiastic about the next thing we're doing. I'm really excited. I'm enthusiastic about what I'm doing. I'm enthusiastic about what I'm doing. Can you feel it change in your body? That literally lifts your fields and frequencies. Let's talk about gratitude. Gee, thanks. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. Wow, thank you so much. Now drop inside and really come up with some sincerity. Thanks a lot. I really feel differently since you gave me this or that. Have you ever had somebody give you something kind of enticing and kind of surprising, and you just felt so, lifted and expanded? Because guess what? That's exactly what happened. You were lifted and expanded, weren't you? There's something else I wanted to talk about. I gave a wedding on Saturday night, which happens sometimes. And one of the things I'm interested in is the fact that our vows, the vows of a marriage, solemn vows, when I looked up the word solemn, to me, is kind of a steady, kind of not rock. Yeah, I would say a rock-like kind of word. It's a solemn word, and there's kind of a fixed, supportive ground base to it, to me, in my intuitive self. But it's interesting because I look that up, and what it says in the dictionary is solemn also means powerful and also mysterious. Think about it. The mystery of power. And that has sent me off to be thinking over and over again that we human beings are a very, there's a mystery in being a human being, isn't there? Like here you are, you know, you've got home and family, or you don't have home and family, maybe you're single, but just assuming that we have like a home base, and we have kind of related people, whether they're in your home or just friendships or relatives or your lineage or whatever. So you got your base there, right? And then who those people are, how you're connected with home and family is through your lineage. It starts off that way, your mom and dad and your siblings and your grandparents and your aunts and uncles and so on. And there's a really interesting thing about that, because to be a human being, to be who you really, really are, the essence of your being, the truth of who you are, you're either a, I was just thinking of how who you are is a mystery, because you have all these more obvious feed lines into who you are. And it might include your birth date and your birth time and your grandparents and your parents and your race and your family, where your family grew up, which country and so on. But really and truthfully, who you really are, who's way down deep inside, is a mystery to all the people around you, including to you. So maybe tonight we're going to talk about what it will take to figure out who you are at a new level. And it's really fun to do that because you're a vibrational vehicle of light, and so am I. I'm sort of playing around with these concepts lately because, for example, let's go back to love. I love who I am. That's one thing. I really love who I am. Now you can feel a difference. And then I want to say when you change, or I hope you felt a difference. I did. Did you? And then when you change how you hold that word love, for example, or how you feel that word love, or even how you feel that mystery of yourself, you can feel the vibrational beingness that you are shifting and changing and really including a different feeling about yourself. So who you are deepens, expands, becomes a lot more dimensional when you play around with words and the kind of, if they were musical instruments, the kind of tone you would be singing along with them, you know. So let's play with that later. And I'm really hoping that you'll be calling in to tell me what's up with you. How do you feel today? Are you finding the fields are moving really fast? It's making you a bit crazy. You don't know what's up or how to keep up with it. I am. And yet it's a very, very exhilarating, exciting time. I'm talking to lots of people who are discovering more and more about the mystery of who they are. And as they discover the ability to, for example, heal themselves or tap those places inside where they can just feel the flush of the essence of their being coming up and maybe giving their sense of being a new, new way of seeing themselves, a new way of heading into the world, a new way of understanding their guides and angels, a new way of intuiting, any of those things, then the mystery of us is really touched, isn't it? Hang on a sec here. So I want to, let's all do, together we're going to do a meditation. I'd really like us all to do a meditation together. And part of that is that there is a mystery in who we are. There's a mystery in who we are when we come to be a group, isn't there? And so when we do a group meditation, we have a huge field around us, and we're all being touched by that radiant vibrational field, aren't we? So let's all do our meditation. I want you to try to envision, try to feel at this time that even though in your meditation you're deepening inside, and you're separating from the influences of the world, try simultaneously, and this is a little bit like tapping the top of your belly, you know, tapping your head while you put your hand in a circle around and around on your belly, isn't it? So you have to be very coordinated. So I'm saying you're going to deepen, you're going to do some visualization, but try to remember that we're doing something that we're all doing together. And as such, there's a radiance that is increasing and improving, and we're all sharing it. We could make a huge difference on the planet when we do this kind of thing. So have fun with me. Have fun with me. Oh, and when we do our meditation, most of you know this. We're going to do sacred geometrics, and then what we're going to do is do a little series of movies. You're going to do a little movie on who you want to become. We're going to do a movie on a project that you want to create. Then we're going to go into the Galactic Healing Center with your own personal healing team, and they're going to stand around this healing table and do some work on us. First, we work on ourselves. Then we bring in various people that we're concerned about and work on them. And sometimes people call me after the show or the next day or even in the middle of the show and say, wow, I really felt that work that you all did on me. So it's really important to do that. We'll do a little bit on politics, and then we'll come back in, and then you're all going to call, every one of you, right? So join me in this. close your eyes and take a deep breath. Think of Judith Kravitz's breath. She says 100 of those. She calls it the breath of joy. Above your head, a golden ball, a beautiful, beautiful golden ball, and boy, is it ever radiant by design. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball, and drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, and push it out so you have a little space, a four-sided gold pyramid. And then upside down, another golden pyramid. But its point is poking into the lower golden ball. And when you put those two pyramids together, base to base, you have yourself an eight-sided structure. The top point going into the upper golden ball, and the down point into the lower golden ball. Good. Now inside of that, we're having a crystal ball, and it's a whole bunch of shades of spectral hues. Oof, it's beautiful. And inside of that, you have your star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. Now remember, you've been skewered with this beautiful golden filament of light. And then you have your Star of David all around you. You've got this wonderful three-dimensional star. Then you've got the crystal ball. And then you've got the octahedron. 1, 2, 3 pieces in you, okay? And now we're going to spin and spin and spin in our star tetrahedron. And as you spin and spin, oh my goodness, I always get dizzy doing that. And look in front of you, there's a magical screen. And we're going to put our movies up there. And the first movie is you becoming what it is you dream of becoming. I always want to become someone who's always coming from the heart. And I'd love to be consciously multidimensional. What would you like to be? And I feel and see all the pieces coming for me to develop that. You don't have to be the same as me, Ken, if you want. Don't have to. And when you feel like you're getting somewhere, wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And now the second film is you creating what it is you want to create. Mm-hmm. And see all the resources. Have the money, the time, the focus, the support. All the resources come to help you create your project. It can be home and family. It can be domestic, but it also can be, oh, a book, a movie, a building, a trip around the world, outer space travel, whatever it is your project. See all the resources coming to help you put together with great refinement your project. Good. Now when it gets done, clap your hands, woohoo! And then bring in the resources to sustain it. All the resources, the time, the people, the evolutionary aspects or qualities of it, and just see it sustaining itself. And now you're doubly pleased and very fulfilled. And wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now here we've got the Galactic Healing Center. Remember, in your team of beings, the beings that are all around you, you have wonderful healing guides. Good, and we want a group of your healing guides to stand around the first healing table in the Galactic Healing Center. And the first person to come and lie on your table is you, or me in my case. And as we lie there on the table, listen carefully to the guides. Either you tell them what it is you would like to work on, please, or they'll tell you what you need to work on, which is sometimes even more interesting, isn't it? So I'm going to ask them what I need to work on. Okay. And sometimes when they tell you, you want to jot it down, but try to remember it so you can jot it down at the end of the show, if not before. And ask them to, they're working away on you. I can see that. And when it gets going, wrap it in light, move it over to the side, because it'll keep stewing.
Good.
And now we'll do the second table. Put the table up again, and our healing team can replicate themselves. And this time we're bringing in a sweet little girl. She's 11 months old today. And she suddenly last night, in the middle of the night, had a seizure. And nobody knows why. So let's just wrap her. Let's bring in special angels for little people. And her angels and guides, plus our own. And have them work with her brain patterns and help ease that part of her brain pattern that seems to be fairly stressed. She looks good right now, but I know the family's pretty concerned. Yeah, that's good. And she's so sweet and gentle and feisty, that girl, for sure. And we're going to wrap it all in light and then move that whole situation over to the left. Now here's a fresh healing table and a fresh healing team. And let's bring in a healing team that has a healing team that has a healing team. And this is a friend who is, now this is one of a number of people that have been caught in these. She's in her 70s. And she was convinced to put her money into a system, into a, I guess it was an offshore investment thing that was going to pay off hugely. And I won't talk too much about this one person. Another one of mine put in all her retirement money because she was assured that she would get 5x return. And, of course, hasn't had any return at all. And that one's well into her 80s and is working hard to keep things going. She's doing okay. She's very metaphysical, but still, it's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? So there's a number of people, but my first being is fairly fragile physically and is working very hard, and this money keeps almost coming, but not the money that she invested. So let's use our healing team. That's it. Let's really amp up this healing team. And let's ask them for two things. One is to strengthen this woman, who's a really good soul. Strengthen her. Even if she isn't a good soul, we'd say strengthen her anyway. But she happens to be an exceptionally big contributor in terms of her energy on the planet. So as a really good soul, we're asking that they help strengthen her body and strengthen her mind. Her spirit's pretty strong with that too. And then we're asking that this attraction for the return of the money, or of money of some kind, to come and actually pad this person's lifestyle so she gets some more comfort, some more support, some more security, something we all want, right? Yeah. And we're seeing, oh, it's really interesting, we're seeing a whole, it's funny, they're bringing little stars in, putting stars all around her. They're going to be seedlings for greater gold or greater wealth. That's it. And let's just flow. Good. We're just flowing energy to her. Good. Excellent. All right, now, so who's the next person that's going to come in? Okay, so we're bringing in this young man who's got a, he just had a tumor removed from his hip, and he's got a great deal of pain at this time. They don't seem to know why there's so much pain, but he's in excruciating pain, and his family life is very difficult right now. So we're going to say, let's bring in the light and absolutely flood this young man with healing energy. And bringing support to his family. And we're going to ask them if they have any advice. Okay, they're giving him some advice that he needs to release himself and expand. Release himself in his life and expand. His life has been too contracted for too long. And that's in a number of ways, in how he thinks and how he conducts his personal affairs. Mostly it's how he thinks of himself that contracts him over and over. Let's wrap that in light and send it over to the side. I know you probably had different people, so I hope you'll be calling in and talking about that. And now we're going to do our political one. Wrap that in light, move it to the side. I think I said that. And now let's bring in another table and we'll do a political scenario. That's really interesting what's going on in the world, and I don't follow it all because I'm trying not to put it in my head, but of course it's in my head, and Bob studies it, so I pick his brain and put it in my head. What do you think of that? So mine's the pre-digested news. But in any case, I know this whole thing about whether America's going to go to war with Syria or go in there militarily and help resolve the issues there. I don't know how you all feel about that. But I do know this, that I would love to bring in all the people who are in charge of making those decisions, and even some of the people in Syria who are in charge of this, of the revolutionaries and the government beings, the military. If we could simply call in some of the most amazing kind of apricot-y color, radiant. Remember, we're back to radiant by design. We're going to pull in some radiant light and have it move up to the soles of the feet of any of the beings that are in power on either side, or I think there's more than two sides, but anyway, of the sides of the people in conflict and of the world government figures that are going to make decisions about whether or not to use military force in Syria. And we're going to send that light up through the feet and legs. And then the other thing is that while we're doing that, there's a lot of this about security and the fact that who do you really trust? What media do we really trust? How can we figure out what's really true? So I'd like us to spend a few minutes and pour healing energy on all the media power bases around the world so we can find out what's true, because media has the potential to heal our thinking all over the planet. Wouldn't that be great? I don't know. Hidden agenda, that's a big deal, isn't it? I'd love the hidden agenda to be safety and security for all. So let's just wrap it all in light and send in some amazing, amazing healing energies. That's right. Right up through these people, that their hearts will open and awaken and their brains will awaken. And then we keep learning that this is a time of awakening for our species. So let's throw just a bit more of this beautiful apricot radiant light up through the brains of all these beings that they may awaken and use their, remember the mystery of humanity? Use their mysterious potential to change the outcome of these crazy things. Great. Now we'll wrap that in light, and then let's take a minute and call in that beautiful harmonizing light from the great central sun down to the top of our heads, wrap it round and round in the neck, through the heart, out the shoulders, down the arms to the hands, and then pat it all over the planet. Pat it everywhere on the planet. Good. Anywhere you can imagine sickness, war, discomfort, tremendous poverty, or any poverty at all. Places that we've ripped up our planet, places we've torn things apart, and how we've hurt each other. Let's just put the soothing, healing, vibratory touches, please, all over the planet. Yeah. And then have it circle round and round and round the planet so that we have this beautiful buffer of harmonizing energy all over this planet. Wouldn't that be just great? You're doing it. And have it circle round and round and come back into your hands, up your arms, in through your heart, back up through your neck, through your head, way out into the great central sun. And now, and drop back down through your head and down into the core of the earth. Now you're going to close off the galactic healing center and spin round and round in your star tetrahedron. That's your three-dimensional Star of David. And then come on in here. Give me a call and tell me what's going on in your world. You can also write to me, Veronica, at veronicaentwistle.com, because I have my handy-dandy little computer sitting right here waiting to get a message from you. I see somebody out there is crying and is very, very confused. I want you to stop for a minute and take a deep breath. I think the biggest thing I'm seeing here is not just the tears, because tears are really cleansing for us, aren't they? It's the fact that you're really, really confused right now. And I want you to do some breathing. Start breathing. Everybody can do that for a while. Shall we use Judith's breath? Open your mouth. Now focus into the center of your brain while you breathe right down into your pubic bone, okay? That's helping you a lot right there. See that? And then for those of you who are doing it as well, it's fun. Set in that purple light right in the middle of the brain. Good work. Here's the number, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. I'd love it if you call in. I was talking about words tonight, but we don't have to just talk about that. We can talk about anything that you want. There's another word, want. let's see here. I'm talking to somebody. I keep seeing a woman out there who's got a really sore arm, and maybe I'm really fixed on you because I've had a sore leg. It's almost better now because I'm in an amazing healer man. He's a physiotherapist, in fact, and he's really helped me a lot. But I'm looking at you, and I feel like your arm has been twisted some. It hurt, and I think it's hurt just above the elbow, but the lower part of your arm is getting fat, like it's swelling, it's going up, and I'm just trying to see what that's from. I think it's from some kind of... you know what? I think you got a bug bite. Looks like it's some kind of bug bite because there's something in there that is like a poison. It's like a, oh my. I would take, I don't know if this is my area of expertise, but I look at that and I go, A, you need to get help fairly soon. B, you can take, I don't know if you have homeopathics. What is it? APS or something that begins with A. Somebody who does homeopathics can call in and let me know. But homeopathics would help you a lot. And also, you need something like taking garlic pills or something. You need something that helps with water retention and also antibiotic. Because you look like you have kind of a problem there. I think you've had a little bug bite, but you don't realize it. I hope that helps a little. In the meantime, we're going to send light to you and your... because it's making you feel queasy, too. I can feel that. So we're going to send light to you and encourage you to get calling either your doctor. You probably have to call a doctor or check online for some kind of information on bug bites. Because I think you can heal it fairly quickly, but you've got an allergenic reaction to something that's kind of stupendous right now. Now let's see what else. When we talk about being a vibrational vehicle of light, we talk about radiating consciously. And actually, when you radiate with your thoughts and with your feelings, well, of course, that's what happens when we do affirmations, isn't it? When you say, when you really need help and you start doing your affirmations that I have a wonderful job coming up or I am recognized for my work or I have talents or I will know what it is I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. What you want to do is call up the present. I love to call up the present. Presence is how you and I are and everything that's on this planet and beyond, everything has some divinity in it. For years I've been calling it the presence. In the I Am book, I remember they had an affirmation prelude, which was, I am the presence of. The presence they call the creator spirit that's in every cell of your body, that everything has a kind of divinity, a creative spiritual presence in it. Oh, goody, you're on the air. Just let me finish this thought, and here you go. And creator spirit means that everything can be, you can, how can we put this? You can harness, maybe harness isn't the right word, you can contact the presence, you can call up the presence and infuse any of your affirmations with the knowing of the presence. I know you can do it. And we're so happy we have a caller. Good evening.
Aloha, it's your mystery friend. I miss you.
Hi, mystery friend. I haven't spoken to you for a long while.
I was thinking of you last night, and then today is your radio day.
Hot diggity. What are you doing in Hawaii, are you?
No, I just love the aloha spirit.
Well, I thought that you'd been off traveling.
I am reconnected. Excuse me?
I thought you were off traveling.
No, I'm home with the old folks, taking care of my parents.
And how's that going?
I feel fine. Finally, some work that's meaningful in this world.
Isn't that great? So you mean you're helping your folks, and that's the meaningful thing?
Yeah, very, very, very much so.
You know, what occurs to me...
How am I?
I was just going to say, what occurs to me is you look quite radiant yourself. You have a lot of very harmonizing energy within. You have a lot of creative energy. You're still doing a lot of art?
I haven't been, but I just got my paints out yesterday.
Well,
I
think...
You know, it's not on demand. I mean, you can't just make art happen. It's got to kind of come to you as a gift, like...
Well, I think you must be about to do it, but it's beautiful. See, here, we're on the water, and the sky is kind of a pale blue, it's getting dusk, and there's beautiful pink lights in it,
mm-hmm.
And that's how you look to me inside, right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very beautiful,
I feel pretty darn good.
I think your mom is really appreciating you right now.
Aw, what is more important in this world?
How old is she now?
86.
But she's very delicate, I believe, is she?
I think so. She doesn't seem to think so, but she has this reoccurring situation with her digestion that I'm concerned about. Do you think some homeopaths could help her?
I do, actually. I do. Is she able to walk or anything?
Oh, yeah, she walks. She does everything. She just slower and... But she's in bed most times. She just doesn't have energy. She doesn't want to eat, and her digestion's weird.
Hang on a sec. We have another caller, but if you just wait a few minutes till this caller's done, and then I'll get to you. What I'm feeling about her is she's a bit fragile in the heart and in the legs and so on. Is that right?
She's a bit what? Weak?
Fragile.
Fragile, yeah. She had open heart a few years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, she's awfully, awfully glad you're there. I think it's really nice that you're there. And she just seems to be having a much more peaceful time inside. You know that?
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Good work.
So I can offer the homeopath. What else can I offer her? Do you have a specific one, or should I just do the research?
You better do the research, because I'm not exactly sure, and I find her system very vulnerable, so I want it to be absolutely right, you know? And somebody who can help you, and you can do muscle testing. But also, you know what? I just want to say, you're also capable of doing energy with her. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that, or are you shy about it?
I'm becoming way aware of energies and things like that. I'm not sure how to work with her.
I would be very, very simple. Rub your hands together, develop that little warmth that flows between your palms, and then place your hand. I would place your hand on her heart or just above her heart, just at her shoulder blade, and down on, you know, a couple of, like a foot down along the same side of the body. I would just follow, you're very, very intuitive. I would follow your intuition, but keep it really simple and really soft, and it'll help her charge up, because when people are fragile, which she is, they can also feel this stuff more easily. So that's kind of helpful, isn't it?
And she is very sensitive. So yeah. She is fragile. See, I think so, but nobody else in the family seems to think so.
Well, everybody's different in how they perceive. And you have a gift in this direction, and we're saying, go for it, girl, because she'll appreciate it. You can also put your hands on the soles of her feet, or you can put your hands on her head, on her skull, and she will feel a shift inside of her body. Check it out with her and make it a game.
Okay, and this morning I woke up thinking, I want to rub her feet.
Good girl. That's a wonderful thing to do. Even if you just put your flat of your palms against her, the soles of her feet, she's going to feel more energy.
And, like, be the channel, be the chalice for the divine thing.
That's right. Yeah. And when you don't know what to do, you say, you do it through me, please.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So, anyway, I'll
it's
go
good to
because...
hear your voice, and I'll keep listening to your beautiful show.
All right, it's wonderful to hear from you. It's been a long while. Big hugs to you.
Okay. You
Blessing.
Too, honey.
Bye-bye. Hello, we have another caller, and you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica, this is Carol.
Hey, Carol, how are you?
Oh, doing a little better than the last time I talked to you, but I do have a question.
Okay, good.
I was, when, every time I talk to you, I have you check in on my, the spirit beings with me, and you say I have some very powerful, angels and spirit beings around me.
Yes,
And then I asked you another time, and you said that they seem like they're, like they have more of a mission, or like they were more, I don't even know quite what you said or quite what I'm trying to say, but it's, my question, I guess, is my interaction with my, guides and angels, does that make them more powerful or help me more?
I think more powerful is a little bit of a deceptive thing. They're very powerful, but when you acknowledge their presence and ask for a sign and you frequently acknowledge them, they get stronger in your awareness. How's that? Give them credibility.
So that's what you were... They seem stronger.
Yeah, they look like they're stronger, and they're more, I probably said this before, Carol, but this is true for everybody at home. They become more, I want to say bossy or pushy, but I really don't mean it that way. I mean, they want to become more of an influence, but you got to let them in. So you call them in, ask to feel them. Pay attention to little connections that come through about them and follow it, and they get stronger and stronger. It's pretty amazing what happens.
Yeah, I never understood that.
What?
I never understood that. I don't know why.
Well, it doesn't matter why.
I mean, nobody ever told me that before. I didn't understand that.
Well, then it's a good darn thing you called in, isn't it? But the reality is, like, if you and I are talking, or if you're standing there and nobody acknowledges you, you won't be as powerful as if we say, oh, here's Carol. Hi, Carol. Right?
Uh-huh.
And it's a little bit like that, because we were talking about vibrations, and when beings of light are acknowledged, they, too, can vibrate more and more in the conscious world, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So I see yours coming, first of all, your higher self presence and, you know, your spirit presence is much stronger than it's ever been. And around you, ooh, we just got big flashes of lightning. And around you right now, you've got some beautiful guidance that's getting stronger and stronger because you're letting it be.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you, girl.
And I also miss... Are you there?
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Can you hear
yep.
me?
Yep.
I missed that part of the call where you were talking about breath. You start with the perineum, you said?
Yeah, down at the pubic bone. You breathe in through... Keep your mouth open. I'll remind everybody. You breathe in like this. Right down to the pubic bone, and then you breathe out. Got it?
And you just stay at the pubic bone?
Yeah, because you'll notice if you can bring it all the way down there, your chest will automatically follow. It'll swell up. But if you stop at the chest, it won't go all the way down to your pubic bone, you see?
Well, no, you're losing me there because you're saying just to start at the pubic bone. So how does it move?
Well, because it's like a big bag, right? And you want to make sure that the air gets to the bottom of the bag so it fills the whole bag and not just the top of the bag.
Oh, I see. So
you're filling it right down to the pubic bone. And you'll notice when you do that, your chest swells as well, you see?
All right.
Got it?
Yeah, and you can do as many of those as you want.
Well, yeah, they've got several systems where you can do them for about 45 minutes, or you can do a series of 100. I think that takes about 7 minutes.
Oh, wow.
You can do anything you want, but I'd keep doing various forms of that, and it really vibrates in me. It really gets me going. I love it.
Uh-huh.
And also...
All right.
I better go because we have another caller, Carol, but keep breathing and let us know what happens.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Good night. Hello. Good night. We have another caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Ronnie.
How are you? Hi.
Hi, it's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm getting over a cold, but all right. I thought maybe when you mentioned about the arm, you were talking about me, but certainly not a bug bite. You know, it's the broken wrist that's not healed yet. Maybe I'm impatient. Sometimes I'm afraid it's just never going to heal.
But I wonder if it's because you feel helpless.
I do feel helpless often. I know inside I'm a powerful being, but I sure do run away and hide. I think I'm fighting through this depression, and I know it's time to stand up and get out there and offer my gifts in the world, but I just need a boot. I need a boot.
Well, here comes the boot. If I boot you with the wrong leg, I'll hurt myself and I won't be able to go forward either.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Do it verbally or energetically then.
Did you hear me talking about how my leg, when I was stepping forward, I got all messed up?
I tuned in late. I missed that part. Right or left leg?
Okay, it's the right leg. I was about to step forward. And so it's been,
yeah.
And I want to talk about me, but I'm talking about you. And as I have gone through my healing, which has been quite slow, I've learned over and over again many, many, many layers of my fears, my old records of why going forward might be dangerous or being shy or whatever. And I think you've got, is it yours right or left?
Right.
Oh, yours is right as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so what have you learned? Because I look at you and I go, Nadia, you're always slightly afraid of reaching for what you want. You kind of reach and hide behind the door. Yeah.
Yep, that's me. Yep. And I've got to stop it. I don't have forever. I don't have forever. I know I'm holding me back. I need to break through this resistance in me to fully participate in my life.
Well, I want to tease you a little bit and say, why don't you give yourself permission to hold back and just see what happens? This is the cheeky way.
Oh, that's a new thing. I'm
beating
myself up for holding back.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly. Say, okay, here I go. I'm going to hold back as much as I can and then see what happens. It's like a slingshot. How long before it turns around? Because if I said to you, Nadia, you have talent, you have creativity, you have guidance and guides and angels, you have success, right? Through your daughter, if nothing else,
yeah.
But also through yourself. But we'll just throw your daughter in because she's a real success. And and just let yourself have that permission. I'll hold back. And I think you'll bore yourself. I think you'll suddenly go, oh, I'm fed up with this. You know?
Oh, good.
Who's going to judge? And I want to ask you this, like, who's going to judge you? There's going to be some, if you did nothing, somebody would judge you. If you do something, somebody will judge you. Somebody will always judge you. So you may as well be in for a dime, in for a dollar. I think I have to be going here.
Okay. Yes.
So,
okay,
yeah.
So give myself permission to hold back.
And also give yourself permission to laugh while you do it.
Okay.
You got to be a little bit funny and a little bit creative, my friend. Right?
I know. It's time to get out there. And, okay, let's do that.
Or if you're going to hold back, go hide behind
back.
The couch. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, that'd be good.
I better go. Send me an email. Let me know what happened.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now, you know what? I want to tell you a little bit about my show on Tuesday night, which is with Esther Nicholson. Oh, I can't remember what the name of her book is. It's up there. But in any case, what she's done is she was really lost. She was really heavily into crack and all kinds of stuff. And she is now an amazing singer and producer and mother. And she's just gone through. It's called Soul Recovery. And this book, Soul Recovery, is really amazing. It's 12 Keys to Healing Addiction. And boy, oh boy. It also says in 12 Steps for the Rest of Us, a path to wholeness, serenity, and success. She went through the 12-step program, but she's taken it a lot farther. So I thought, oh, yeah, this is a good book, blah, blah, blah. And I started reading it in preparation for the show. And her book is really vibrant, really radiant, and really, I think it'll touch you a lot, talking about the presence, which I love talking about. When she does, you feel the presence. So I think it's going to be very exciting to talk to Esther Nicholson, and you can hear it on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, or you can get my podcast Wednesday midday. This is Veronica Entwistle saying I so much enjoyed tonight's show. I love Radiating by Design with you and with me and all you callers, and those of you out there I'm looking at who didn't even bother to call in, good grief. In the middle of a lightning thunderstorm, I'm going to say to you good night. Email me if you want to make a comment, suggest a guest, have a session, veronicaentwistle.com, or hit the Ask Veronica button on veronicaentwistle.com. Once again, many blessings, and thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Good night and much love.